So the boss is turning me loose, allowing me my own podcast. Man, is the title original, Lambo on Sports. Now, these knuckleheads I work with in the morning have come up with their own names. Lamb Shank, On the Lamb, Moron Sports. And you've been in the business as long as I have, 31 years and counting here at WBAP. I wasn't even sure what a podcast was. But my boss, Kevin Graham, the program director of our radio station, a guy who's probably about 20 years younger than me, thought some of you might care what I had to say about the Cowboys or Rangers, Mavericks, Stars, NASCAR, college football. I get to decide. I can go on a rant, do a commentary about any number of topics. Well, I've got some ideas about what I want to talk about. I'd love to hear from you on what you think I maybe should do more of or I don't do enough of. And again, unlike Monday through Friday, where during morning drive, I'm supposed to stick to or say as close to the clock as I can, telling you everything that's important in a span of anywhere from 60 to 90 seconds, which is impossible. I'm led to believe that the world we live in now, you want more information. You just want it in a matter of seconds, or you want it when you want it. And that's where the podcast comes in, allowing us to spend more time for those that really give a damn about anything sports related. And good, bad, or indifferent, the topic most people are talking about today isn't the Cowboys-Cardinals game tonight out in Arizona, but it's what our president had to say last Friday during a speech in Alabama.
Wouldn't you love to see one of these NFL owners, when somebody disrespects our flag, to say, get that son of a bitch off the field right now, out, he's fired. He's fired!
Now, I don't know if I have to apologize when he uses language like that on a podcast. I don't think I have to. And if that wasn't enough to stir things up, Trump then went on a rant about the NBA. Went after the champion Golden State Warriors, who said they wouldn't be going to the White House after a Trump tweet where he said, going to the White House is considered a great honor for a championship team. Steph Curry is hesitating. Therefore, invitation is withdrawn.
It's just kind of beneath, I think, a leader of a country to go that route. It's not what leaders do.
Curry, after they found out they wouldn't be hanging out with the president in the White House garden. Mavericks owner Mark Cuban has also jumped into the conversation. He had something to say about the blowback the president is getting when he was a guest yesterday on NBC's Meet the Press.
If the president's going to say something condemning a person, an industry, you know, of sport, then he's got to be able to take the blowback that's going to come back. And so LeBron and Steph and any athlete, any owner, it's an open door now. And so they have every right, for the same reasons, to be able to say what's ever on their mind. Now we'll be able to see if he can take it.
Human, by the way, in a good mood right now. And of course, I'm guessing he's in a good mood every day. Probably happens when you're a billionaire. But his team, the Mavericks, are about to start a new season. That first game is less than a month away. I love keeping up with the Mavericks, but for most of us, we don't really get into the NBA until March or April and when the playoffs roll around. Right now, it's all about football around here, around the country. The Cowboys, of course, are number one for everybody, although some of you are keeping up with the Aggies or the Longhorns or the Horned Frogs. I'll get to TCU in a moment. But back to this protest by the players in the NFL. Trump said and tweeted what he did. But to listen to future Hall of Famer Tony Gonzalez, he didn't hit the target he intended.
All he did was galvanize the NFL to come together from an ownership with the players and not even just football. We're talking about this. This goes to every sport now. Basketball, you're seeing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Baseball, Bruce Maxwell from the Oakland A's. He took a knee, the first baseball player to ever do this. So looking forward, the athletes of this country, we're looked up to. OK, and there's kids that are watching, whatever the president, his point that he was trying to get across there, it's going to backfire on him. And all you did was just bring everybody together from the sports world.
And this take from Chris Collinsworth last night on Football Night in America on NBC.
If you could talk to the president, what would you say to the president about all this stuff?
I would say he should apologize. They're not SOBs. They're smart, thoughtful guys. They really are. They've seen things that are unimaginable in some cases. And they want exactly what the president wants. They want a better America.
Right.
Their version of how to get there is different than the president's. I understand that. But I guarantee you, if the president invited, I can make a list of 10 guys to the White House and heard their stories and heard their thoughts and heard how concerned they are about America, that they would find a common ground and they would move this forward. And I think an apology for the SOB comment right off the top would go a long way.
I always enjoy what Collinsworth has to say. Enjoy him as an analyst on NBC with Al Michaels. Although there might be a new analyst in the NFL for you to consider, former Dallas Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo, who continues to get better. Romo working the Packers-Bengals game yesterday with Jim Nantz on CBS.
I'm waiting to get up the field, and then here he is. Bernard, boop, boop, boop. Little guy. Three of them, huh? Three, whoop.
Sooner or later, Romo will be in the booth for a Cowboys game. That should be interesting. Tonight's game between Dallas and Arizona on ESPN, the kickoff at 7:30. I think we're all anxious to see which Cowboys team shows up, the one that beat the 0-3 New York Giants in the opening weekend of the NFL season, or the one that lost to the 2-1 Denver Broncos last Sunday up in Denver. It's wide receiver Dez Bryant.
What's the mindset this week after last week?
Hey, man, look, it's nothing we can do about that, all right? We got to go out here and play football. We know who we are. Like I said, on Sunday after the game, you know, it was just a bad day for us. That's all that was. We know exactly who we are.
Dak said that it was a humbling experience. Is that kind of whole team feel?
Well, of course, you know. Well, like I said, it's just one of those days. You know, everybody has them, you know. Michael Jordan had them. LeBron had them. Kobe had them. The greatest have them. You know, everybody hated God. It's, you know, it's the same thing. You know, it's stand and stick it to what you believe.
Bryant's still waiting for that breakout game. Maybe tonight is the night. Win or lose, we'll have a game reaction for you on Tuesday morning here on WBAP, starting at 5 o'clock. Also on my Tuesday podcast, most of our time will be spent talking about college football, talking about the Big 12, talking about those ninth-ranked TCU Horned Frogs. What a huge win this past Saturday up in Stillwater, Oklahoma, against the Oklahoma State Cowboys. And, of course, I'll devote some of my time to the third-ranked Oklahoma Sooners, who are currently riding a 14-game winning streak, the longest in the country. And before you Boomer Sooner haters react, I'll just let you know I've not only been riding that OU bandwagon for a long time, but I graduated from OU back in 1980, long before anything like a podcast existed. But there you go. There's the first one. And please feel free to tweet me at LamboWBAP. I'd love to hear what you think about our Lambo on Sports podcast. And be honest. Until the next time, I'm Steve Lamb, WBAP Sports.